You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
California Prayer Meeting, Friday night. Welcome.
Amen. We are live.
We are live. All of us together. All of us gathered together to pray.
Amen.
Amen. What a powerful night we had last night.
It really was. It was so heavy.
Heavy anointing.
Yes. Such a sweet presence.
Not just here in the building, but online.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, even if you're watching the replay, that anointing, that presence of God completely just saturates you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It's Him, Jesus, His presence. His presence is everything. His glory.
Yes.
Amen. 5 minutes in the anointing, 5 minutes in the in the glory of God is better than 50 years of striving. I love what Moses said. He goes, show us your glory. And God says, I'll let my goodness pass before you. His glory is His goodness.
Yes.
Moses says, we're not going unless your glory goes, unless you go. That has to be like us. We're not going to do anything. We're not going to have prayer meetings. We're not going to, unless you show up.
Amen.
That's what changes. That's what makes a difference. What a powerful night we had last night, and I'm excited about tonight. As we pray for California, as all of us are gathering, not just together, but to pray and to get things done in the Spirit. That's what I sensed last night after we left. I sensed that we got some things done in the Spirit. That's what's going to change things. It's going to be us praying and believing God.
Amen.
That's what makes a difference. And when the Lord showed me to have these California prayer meetings, He emphasized to me, He said, Brandon, I want you to have it online. Not just for people to come. We do have people. We have a few people that show up, but it's for people online. And the Lord showed me, He said, I'll have people tuning in from all across America. I'll have people tuning in from all across the world. I'm so thankful for technology. That it allows us to do that. And He said this, you're going to have people, I'm going to gather prayers from all around the world, and you're going to be the point of contact for California. You're going to be there and you're going to pray, and all the other prayers are going to join their faith with you, and things are going to get done in the state of California. God has called California for this hour. God has called America for this hour, and God has called you and I for this hour.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. And this morning, my great grandmother.
Yeah, great.
Well, anyways, this morning we went to her funeral. She's in heaven with Jesus, and she's celebrating.
Saint's great, great.
Okay, Saint's great, great. Yeah, there's a lot in the family, so I'm trying to figure it out. Well, anyways, we went to her funeral this morning, and it was so precious. It was a celebration of her life, and one thing that really stuck out to me was her children were sharing how she was such a prayer warrior. She was such a prayer warrior, and she prayed for her whole family. And my family is huge. There's over like 100 and something of us. I mean, her children, and then their spouses, and then their children, their grandchildren, great, great, great. There's so many of us. Like on Christmas, there was over like 100 of us in one little house. And her prayers were powerful. And the Lord answered her prayers. That's one thing they shared, is the Lord always answered her prayers. And she was such a prayer warrior. And just to think that she passed that on to her children, and they pass it on to their children and their great grandchildren, and how I'm here too, you know?
Her prayers were not just for her.
No.
But her prayers affected generations.
Yes.
Your prayers affect not just you, not just your household, but generations, other people. That's exciting. 95 years
old. She was 95 years old, strong. It's just exciting.
She went to on the other side. Yeah. We're in this earth walk right now. We're on earth, but she just went on the other side of the veil.
Yep.
And Jesus is coming so soon. We do not have much time left. That's why we're praying.
Yes.
That's why we're believing. That's why we're all tuning in all across America, all across the world. We are praying for California. Mm-hmm. We are praying for America. America has never been under such an attack as it is right now. But we are rising up. We are making a stand, and we are praying and believing God. What He has done in California before, the moves of God has already happened in America. What He's done before, it's coming forth even greater.
Yes.
That's what my grandmother talked about last night. She talked about the outpouring. The outpouring of and the rains and the latter rains and the former rains. And that's coming back. Even and they're gonna be joining together. And it's going to be such a powerful outpouring of His presence and His glory. And I'm excited about it. Great end time harvest. People are going to give their lives to the Lord. And we are going to be caught away in the rapture soon. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Wherever you are, if you're on Facebook, hit that share button. Hit that comment button. We want to know where you're tuning in from. It brings a unity. We always, after the prayer meeting, we like to look at the comments and see who's watching. A lot of people from California watching. I saw a person last night watching from Australia, Indonesia. So let us know where you're watching from. And you're not just watching just to watch, but you're here to work. And we're here to pray. And you can have meetings. You can have gatherings, and sometimes it's since, you know, it could be about a person, it could be about something else, and you don't get much things done. But this is a meeting where we get things done. This is a meeting that we pray. And we pray for God to touch California and touch America. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. Lord, You're so faithful. Just close Your eyes. Lord, we worship You. I thank You for the prayers. I thank You for the prayers, Father. I thank You for courage in this hour, boldness in this hour to pray, to make a stand. To have faith, to keep believing. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. Thank You, Lord, that we're seated with You in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That we have authority. That we pray from a place of authority. That we are anointed for this hour. And Lord, I thank You that You, Holy Spirit, You pray through us. There might be things we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays through us. So we rely upon You, Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, for the gifts of praying in the Spirit. We thank You for that gift. And what Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all. I thank You, Lord, what You said in Jude, how it builds up ourselves on our most holy faith. I pray that people be stirred up to pray in the Spirit like never before. That their faith to be supercharged like never before. If they haven't even spoken in tongues before, I pray in the name of Jesus that they speak in tongues. Receive it right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank You, Holy Spirit, for praying through us. Thank You for Your anointing. Destroys every yoke, destroys every bondage, destroys every sickness, destroys every disease, destroys fear. There is no fear in the presence of God. Destroys depression in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God so good? You can stay up here, Destiny. You can. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So let's just, right now, let's just pray. Let's just. The presence of God's here. The anointing of God's here. So let's just close our eyes. Lord, we worship You. So kanaba sande. Jikera rabo so narara basike. The former and the latter rains, making them both come together for a great outpouring. What Peter said, the outpouring of the Spirit, he said, this is what Joel prophesied about. And afterwards, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. And your young men will see visions. Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, my grandmother said, that's the former rain of the outpouring. Azusa Street, the latter rain of the outpouring. But we are looking forward to the former and the latter rain joined together, an outpouring. A great outpouring. That's what we're praying for. That's what we're believing God for. So Lord, we thank you for that. The former and the latter rain. We thank you for an outpouring of your presence all across America, all across California. The seeds are in the ground here in California, in America. We call those forth. We thank you for that great outpouring. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers the state of California. No weapon formed against California shall prosper. No weapon formed against America shall prosper. The plans God has for California will prosper. The plans God has for America will prosper. I thank you for all the prayers joining with me right now. And how we can break that principality, that power, just like my grandmother said, that one that's over Los Angeles. Just like Phil Halverson, he saw that one over New Orleans, Louisiana. We break that power in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit, every low-level devil, we come against you. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. So kona basandi. Praise you, Jesus. Fresh anointing, fresh fire. The body of Christ rising up in this hour. The body of Christ rising up to pray in this hour. Fresh fire, outpouring of your glory, outpouring of your presence. More, more, more. More, more, more. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the more. We thank you for the more. That God would use us to impact people, to impact families. Destiny, I don't think it's a coincidence you're talking about your great-grandmother. She impacted not just her and her family, but other people.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. The Lord's using us to impact people.
Hallelujah.
Not about us, but it's about Him.
Yes.
As you serve God, as you're faithful in what He's called you to do, as you fellowship with Him and commune with Him, you're going to impact people. God will use you.
Yes.
I was reading today, right before we had the prayer meeting, I was reading the Ephesians prayers. Paul, talking about the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, goes to the verse 23, talking about the prayers of Ephesians. And I went down to verse 23, and I was just quickened when I read this. Just stuck out to me. It says this. I'll start with verse 22. It says this, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. That's us. And then it says this, which is his body. We are his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We are the body of Christ. He's the head, we're the body. but God is calling us for this hour, for the body of Christ to rise up and to pray and to believe God and to have faith like never before. It's to stir up the body of Christ to pray. A Holy Spirit stirring to the body for us to pray and believe God for California. We know the stories. We know what God has done in the past, Azusa Street. We heard my grandmother talking about the outpouring of the presence with Charles Parham in Topeka, Kansas, and how that message just blew up. And it's coming back again, and it's going to be greater. It's no coincidence I'm here. The Lord spoke to me audibly. I've called you for California, for you to be a missionary. And when I'm here, I'm making a stand. I'm contending, God, you're going to touch California again. You're going to touch America again. How is he going to do it? By me singing songs and me preaching? No, by us praying, us believing, us contending. My brother had a dream about this. He said, Brandon, I had a dream, and it was in California, and it was with your prayer meeting. And I saw like a small little creek, a little stream. It started from California and it went all across America. And he said, I know your prayer meeting was that stream, and it was affecting America. I believe that. Right now things are happening. We are his body. We're going to make a stand, and we're going to pray. My grandmother said this, Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, we ask for the rain. So, Lord, we ask you for that rain, that stream to flow. We thank you, Lord, for that. So kanabasike, so korambasande de dodobo soko. Every heavy burden being lifted. Holy Spirit praying through us as we lift up our voice to Him. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickened. I feel quickened right now. Holy Spirit quickening to people watching right now. Strength, energy. Sokonabasike. Konananabandi is sokonabanta. Kira di shon dodo bosoto de mande. Kira rasa bosoto. Kira mondo boson. The time is short. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
So kanabasike. Live on fire for him. Konabasindi ishan dodo bosoto. Kanda boson di shakanda dodo soto. Miracles, great miracles, signs, wonders, the glory of God coming into the church services all across America, the glory of God coming into the church services in California, the glory of God coming into your house right now, the glory of God coming into your hotel room right now, the glory of God coming into your car right now. Kuanabashiki, heavy weighty glory. Kuanabashiki, we love you, Jesus. So kuanabasande. Kiedere soto. Kanabosundabi is sande. Kuororo soto. Kanaba, arising up, the body of Christ to rise up to pray. The body of Christ to rise up to the place that you and I are called to sit in the heavenly places. To take our authority, to take our place. Divine connections, glory connections, connections, Father. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the connections. These nights are a connection. It's a, what, exactly 115 years ago that they prayed. And it's, these are the nights that we're on right now. Amoa, this is an appointed time. You're not watching by accident. You're not just watching to watch. This is an appointed time by God. They prayed 115 years. They pray. They gathered into that house. William Seymour. And they prayed and God moved. And it affected the world. It affected the world, Destiny. So I sense sometimes in church, you know, I grew up in church. I know church really well. But you can get used to something. You can hear the stories. You can sit there and say, oh, okay, yep, yep, praise God. Or you can watch and say, oh, yep, that's good. And then it's over and you just keep on going. But these are real stories. Some people, they never experienced the presence of God like that. They've maybe had some services and they got in touch, but they've never sensed God's glory and his anointing in such a heavy way where they were completely changed and transformed. But that's coming forth. People that have been in church for 10, 15, 20 years, young people that are now older, they're going to sense such a glory and a presence of God that it will astound them. And it will even scare them. I've been around some things. I've been in some services that were really heavy anointing, glory, the presence of God. And if you're living in a certain, if you're not living right, it will scare you. It will wake you up. I pray in the name of Jesus for the churches to wake up. Yes. For the churches to wake up. I'm going to read here in a little bit about Azusa Street. But that's what happened. There was guys. There was such a heavy presence and a glory of God that was in that house that we're going to go to probably in the next week or so. Such a heavy presence of God in there. It poured out into the streets. And it said people were scared. There were certain people scared to get close because it was such a holy thing. That's what's going to change California. The presence of God. We thank you, Lord, for the presence. We thank you for your anointing, for your glory. The anointing of God destroys every yoke. Hallelujah. Waking up. Holy Spirit shaking. To shake it up. To shake people up. Kura masadi shikanda bo soto. Courage in this hour. Courage in this hour. Courage to pray, to keep believing, to keep trusting. The presence of God. For California. The fires to be ignited again. The fires to burn brighter and hotter than ever before. We ask you for the rain. Persistent prayer. We're persistent. I pray for a stamina in the prayers. They will have a stamina to keep praying, believing. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Our theme scripture for this prayer meeting is in Acts chapter 6, verse 4, the beginning of the early church. And they make a statement. They said this, verse 4, Acts chapter 6, verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That's the answer for this time that we're in. We, you and I, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the word. They work together. Prayer and the work and the word, when they're working together, it's an explosive force that no enemy, no level, no little demon can stop. They said that we will give ourselves continually to prayer, to the word of God. Verse 8 says this, they chose Stephen. He was full of faith. Or verse 5, he was full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. That's the two qualifications you and I need to have, full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We say yes to you, Jesus. Yes to you. Yes. We will make a stand for California. We are making a stand. You're making a stand wherever you live. Praying for wherever you live. Praying for California too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel led to share about this. I had this dream. It wasn't very long ago, maybe a couple months ago. And in this dream, I was in like the back area of this meeting hall. Kind of like the back, you could say the backstage. And it was a big meeting. I knew it was a big meeting. Lots of people. And I'm walking around and I'm about to preach. I'm about to speak. I was excited. I was like, oh, wow. I was thinking in the dream, I was thinking the Lord, wow, this is going to be an awesome time. Depending on you, Holy Spirit. And I remember you're with me, Destiny. And I said, where's my notes? And I left them. I didn't have my notes. So then all of a sudden I'm looking around like, where's my notes? Where's my piece of paper? And I couldn't find it. And I remember I'm looking and I'm asking you and you're like, I don't have it. And then I heard the Lord say this, Brandon, preach on courage. Preach on courage. And that's what I woke up to. I heard that. I heard it when I woke up. Preach on courage. The body of Christ, we have to have courage like never before. Praying will give you courage. When you're a person of prayer, you will have courage when no one else doesn't have courage. If you watch the news, you won't have courage. But as you're in prayer and as you're in the Word of God, you will have courage. Why am I in California? If I looked at the news, it would look like I wouldn't have courage watching the news, what's going on in California. Even some things that's trying to go on in America. Yeah. But as people of God, as people of prayer, and us in the Word of God, what it says about you and I, we will have courage. Yeah. We will have boldness.
Amen.
And even before I met you, courage is so dear to me. Before I met you, I started studying on courage. And the Lord was showing me, and I was spending a lot of time in the Word of God about courage in the Bible. It's all throughout the Bible. And I got taken up to a classroom in heaven on courage. I met David, talked to David. I don't tell very many people about it. But it's so vital in this hour that we have courage, that we pray. That we pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And it's a message that God wants to get out for us to have courage. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for courage. The courage for pastors. The courage for believers. Courage for the church that needs to be open, that they will open. That you cannot keep the church closed any longer in the name of Jesus. I pray for an impartation of courage. Even people believing, you've had pain, you've had sicknesses, you've had the disease, and you've been believing God, and it seems there's someone listening, it's exhausted you. I pray that you will have courage right now. You put your eyes on Jesus, and you are healed in Jesus' mighty name. The courage to keep on believing. The courage to keep on trusting God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for that. So kona basike. Kororosu na nirishanda. So kona bande the masondo. Zund ishikana basa. Prayer opens doors. Praying in the Spirit, Kenneth E. Hagin said this, praying in the Spirit is the door, it's the first step in operating in the supernatural. You want to operate in the supernatural? You want to operate in the gifts of the Spirit? You want God to use you? You pray in the Spirit. So kanabasike. And Paul tells us to desire spiritual gifts, to go after it, and you do it by praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So nididabasande. Konadididishondaranabande. Because we don't know how to sometimes to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit does, and He prays through us. The enemy hates you and I praying in the Spirit. That's why he's attacked that message the way he has.
Yeah.
He hates it. What was the sign of power in Acts chapter 2 when they were in one accord? It was when they started praying in other tongues. The tongues, praying in tongues has not gone away. It's for us as believers to pray in tongues. People might say, oh, it's just for the apostles to pray in tongues. It's just, no. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Jesus says this, in my name you shall cast out devils. In my name, it says you shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In my name, you drink any deadly poison, it shall not kill you. And then it says, in my name, you shall speak with new tongues. People might say, oh, that's talking about new tongues. It's talking about you'll talk different as a believer. You'll speak positive. You won't cuss anymore. Yeah, of course. But that's not talking about that. Everything else is supernatural. Laying on the hands, they shall recover. Casting out devils, that's supernatural. You drink any deadly if poison or snake bites you, that's supernatural. And guess what? Tongues. In my name, you shall speak with new tongues. That is a supernatural language that you and I have, and we pray into the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for that. So, karabasike. Kororo soto. Kiranambande de soto. So konananambande. Konananambande di shoto. We thank you, Jesus, for the honor Holy Spirit praying through us. So koro ro ro soto. Kina mani do ro so nara basata. Jesus is coming soon. Outpouring of your presence over the state of California, over Hollywood, over Los Angeles. Oh, we need it. We got to have it. Over America, Washington, D.C. Courage to walk and step into the supernatural. Courage to pray in the Spirit. Courage to contend in the Spirit. To a courage to flow in the Spirit. My Spirit, pray it. Your Spirit, pray it. Supernatural. Hallelujah. You got anything?
There's such a peace when you pray in the Spirit. And those watching online, if you're looking for peace, start singing in the Spirit. Start praying in the Spirit, because there's a perfect peace is found in Jesus. And when you pray in the Spirit, just He comes in. There's only a peace that He can bring.
Hallelujah.
Just receive your peace tonight. Peace in your heart.
Praise you, Jesus.
Peace in your mind. The peace of God.
Praise
over you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
He's the God of peace.
Perfect peace.
Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace. Hallelujah. Kona basi kira na mosoto. Kana bande de sho dororo basaka. Hona bande da robo soto. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just receive that wherever you are watching. The peace of God. The anointing of God. Perfect shalom. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus. I want to share, it's kind of been on my heart. You can stay up your desk if you want to sit down, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. We as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, we do what God has called us to do. It might not look like everyone else, but we do what He tells us to do. And we don't go by what we see. We don't go by what we hear. We do it by faith and we trust God. Like the Lord spoke to me, He said, Brandon, I want you to have a prayer meeting here in California. I want you to pray for California. You'll be the point of contact, and there'll be people from all across America watching and tuning in. He's done that. Literally last night, we've had almost 4,000 people watching from all around the world. It's doing exactly what He told me, us praying and believing God for California and for America. Us taking that step and trusting God. Hallelujah. But even with that courage message, me sharing a little bit tonight about having courage, I want to share this. Acts chapter 5, verse 29 says they caught the apostles preaching Jesus. And they already got thrown in jail before. They already gotten whipped. But they make a statement. Here's a statement they make. We rather obey God than man. We don't care what you do to me. We don't care what you do to us. You know, we don't care if you beat us. We don't care if you throw us in jail. We will obey God. You and I are here because we're obeying God. You're watching, you're praying because you're obeying God. God is going to touch California again with such a mighty outpouring of the rains gathered together. Such an outpouring of His presence and His glory. But us doing what God has called us to do, us stepping out. And it was over a year and a half ago. When was it? About a year and a half ago? 2 years ago? I was in prayer and the Lord spoke to me. He said, Brandon, I want you to write a book on what happened to you in heaven. Write a book on courage. And I told you. I said, the Lord showed me that. And I wrote it. I typed it out. And I didn't tell anybody. Maybe a year went by, I told some of my family members. But I did it in obedience to God. And I want to tell you something. This is so amazing. Because it's not Brandon's message on courage. It's His message on courage. There's a classroom in heaven on courage. I've been to it. I saw it when the class was over and there's like 500 people coming into it. People wanted to go to that class. So I didn't tell anyone. Just I did what the Lord told me to do. I wrote the book. And just the other day, about 2 weeks ago, I get a message from someone, a powerful man of God, very well respected, a man that walks in the glory of God, a man that walks in the presence of God. He's known for it. He said, Brandon, let's have coffee. I've never met him before, and then we had coffee. Let me tell you what happened. First time I saw him, he says this to me. It was just me. You stayed at home with our baby. It was just him and his son. He says this, Brandon, do you write books? I said, I actually wrote a book on courage. I haven't really told anyone about it over a year and a half ago. He said, I'm going to help you get it published. And this came out of my spirit, and you're going to write the foreword to it. He said, okay, I'll be honored. Let me tell you, it's happening. You know all the details. I've been talking. It's a big publishing company. It's happening. Mm-hmm. Only God. Mm-hmm. Only God. Here's the point of me saying that. God is trying to tell His people for us to have courage and to believe for this outpouring of His presence, to believe for this outpouring, the rain of His presence to come again. And we will not stop. We will not be satisfied. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read to you about the glory of God. Something's happening right now. I sense it in my spirit. I'm not satisfied with anything else. I'm satisfied only by Him, His presence, His glory. I don't want the same old, same old. Says this, now the news spread even more. The crowds filled the house and the yard. That's that house. And surrounded the house. The glory of God was in and on the house. There was times of great shouting as well as times of intense quiet. Many fell under the power. Some laid out under the power for hours. God also released a strong healing anointing. Many began to testify of miracle healings during those meetings. Seymour preached on the porch. There were so many people that the porch finally collapsed. I pray for miracles right now. The miracle power of God across the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, the anointing of God. Great healings, great miracles. The Shekinah glory, it says this, people reported that the Shekinah glory would often roll into meetings. It was a smoke-like substance that would begin to glow. At times, it would fill the whole building. And it uses this scripture reference. Now it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Can you imagine that? The glory of God was so intense that the priest could not stand. That's in 1 Kings chapter 8. It says this, one fella said, I would rather have lived 6 months at that time than 50 years of ordinary life. I have stopped more than once within 2 blocks of that place and prayed for strength before I got close. The presence of the Lord was so real. That's what I pray. That Jesus becomes so real. That his presence becomes so real to people that people cannot deny it. Many people were seen dropping or falling in the streets of Los Angeles under the power as they approached the glory in the building. Oftentimes, they were first-time visitors that had not experienced the revival. It says they would fall to the ground and they start speaking in tongues. It says the glory of God even reached Union Station, the downtown Los Angeles train station. It was less than a mile away. Passengers would be seen getting off the train, walking across the platform, and falling out in the spirit, wow, praying in tongues.
Wow.
Seymour's humility. It was widely reported that Seymour would frequently tarry and wait until the Lord, with his head in a box. He would put the box on his head, not caring what anyone thought, and he would pray until he had the witness to take it off. Many times when he took it off, the miraculous would increase and go to another level. The anointing was so powerful in the meetings that all kinds of healings took place. And it says people there reported that faith for miracles became easy. No big deal. No arm, no big deal.
Yeah.
Burns all over your body, no big deal. Faith for miracles became easy because of the presence of God. So Lord, we thank you, Father, for that. We look to see what you did in Azusa, and we know what you're doing even greater all across California and America. That the presence of God to be so poured out again like it was then, that people will be awakened to you. That's an awakening to God. People falling out under the power of God. Courage to keep on believing, to pray, persistent prayer. Yes, Jesus. John G. Lake, on a midnight walk with the Lord, an angel appeared to him and took John G. Lake's Bible, opened it to the book of Acts. He pointed to the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost and other spiritual manifestations, and said this, "This is Pentecost as God gave it through the heart of Jesus. Strive for this. Contend for this. Teach the people to pray for this." That's what we're doing.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit is teaching us to pray for this. A book of Acts type outpouring.
Yes.
Pray for this. This alone will meet the necessity of the human heart. And this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness. The angel was departing and he said this, pray, pray, pray. I want you to close your eyes right now. Raise your hands. Here's what the Lord is saying. Pray, pray, pray. Teach the people to pray. Prayer and prayer alone. Prayer and prayer alone, much prayer, persistent prayer, just what my grandmother said last night, persistent prayer is the door of entrance into the heart of God. We thank you, Lord, for that. So caught up. It can't just be a 2 day, a month thing. Every day, us praying for California. Every day, you and I praying for America. Every day. What does that look like? Every day, you and I praying in tongues. not just two nights a month when we have prayer meetings, but it's a lifestyle. Prayer, much persistent prayer. Contend for this. Strive for this outpouring. The enemy doesn't want it to happen. He'll stop, but guess what? He'll try everything to stop it, but he is defeated. Courage to keep on praying. Courage to keep on believing. Courage to keep on trusting. Courage to keep on contending. We contend by praying in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the glory of God saturating California. The glory of God saturating America. Sweet presence of Jesus, I sense that. Such a sweet presence of the Lord. More and more and more. More and more. Great manifestations. Heavy anointing. Heavy glory. A refiring. Courage to pray in the Spirit. As men, courage to pray. Courage for the men to pray. We won't be satisfied by anything else.
No.
Praise you, Jesus. He loves us so much. Jesus loves you so much. His love for you is far beyond comprehension. It's far beyond words. You don't have to worry about anything, says the Lord. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You don't have to worry about your future. You don't have to worry about it. He loves you so much. He loves you. You know, reading about that, the glory of God on the streets, people falling out. What is that? That's God's love. That's God reaching the people that maybe the person that's completely lost, maybe hurt. But his presence and his glory and his love will get them. That's what we're praying for California, the people that are broken. They have no other answers. They have no other hope but him and his love. Hallelujah. The love of God will change your life. Amen. The love of God will give you courage. The love of God will keep you believing. What does it say? For God has not what? Given you the spirit of fear, but what? Power, love, a sound mind. You know his love for you, you won't have fear. You know his love for you, you'll have courage, you'll have faith. Hallelujah. The love of God, the compassion of God. God loves California. He loves America. God doesn't forget things. You know, Hollywood was first started as holy. It was named Hollywood. And they made a Christian film there. The first film ever out of Hollywood was a Christian film. And they saw the power in that film and the power in media. But God does not forget people praying in those Hollywood hills. Those prayers have not just disappeared. God has not forgot that the first movie out of Hollywood was a Christian film, and it was called Hollywood, because it's coming back again.
Hallelujah.
And Azusa Street's just part of it, but what is coming now is so great. Hallelujah. And powerful. And God is calling all of us this time. He's going to use us all.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Amen.
There are no favorites. God's calling all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, I thank you for what you did tonight.
Thank you
for your glory, such a sweet presence, your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and the sound mind. You love California. You love us.
Yeah.
And we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on Mondays, 8:15 Pacific Standard Time on my Facebook. Every Monday, we do a thing called Dedicating the Week. And I sit there in our living room. I have my devotion. I read it, and then I read the Ephesians prayers. We take our authority over the enemy. Such a sweet time we have. It's all of us gathered together, dedicating our week to God.
Amen.
If you dedicate your week to him, you dedicate your day to him, you dedicate your life to him, he's going to use you.
Yeah.
You're going to do amazing things. So I want to encourage you, 8:15 Pacific Standard Time. You can follow our Facebook. You can hit that follow button, that like button, and keep in the know on that. And also I want to ask you for prayer next week. Destiny and I are heading to Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, preaching at my dear friend's Pastor Joseph Harris's church, Love Center. We're going to have a miracle service.
Yeah.
And the Lord's showing me some things about that service. It's going to be so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Maryland area, I want to encourage you, come to be a part of it. It's going to be amazing.
Amen.
What a powerful time we have. What a sweet presence.
Mm-hmm.
Presence of God. I want to give the opportunity, if you want to sow into California prayer meeting, I want to give you that opportunity. That's what Paul called it. He didn't say you have to give. He said it's an opportunity for you. And as you sow into me, he said, God's going to reward you. according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's an opportunity. So I want to give you that opportunity. If you want to be a part of the California prayer meetings, we do these every month. We do them back-to-back nights, two meetings a month, as we pray for California and we pray for America. Hallelujah. And as you give, you're not just giving into the California prayer meeting. You're not giving into just Brandon and Destiny. You're giving, most importantly, unto God and what God has called us to do. As God has called me to be here in California, my wife's a California girl, but I'm a Missouri guy, Missouri boy. And God has called me out here to be a missionary for California and to pray for California. So as you give, that's what you're giving into, and you're giving most importantly unto the Lord. I want to read this scripture to you. It's 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5. David said this, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house is to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence." So this is talking about the temple. "Great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations." He said, we're going to build a temple, but it can't be ordinary. It can't just be good. It can't be the best. It has to be the absolute top notch, where people come from all around the world and they will be amazed. It needs to be magnificent. It needs to have be fame and be beautiful. David says this, so powerful. He says, "Therefore, I will make preparations for it." What is that? What's David making preparations? What's he doing? He's going to give. He is preparing his giving unto the Lord. He says this, "So David made extensive preparations before his death." So before David died, he was extensively preparing his offering unto God. So one of the last things he did before he went on is he gave. And he gave billions of dollars. And he gave it unto the Lord. He prepared an offering. As you prepare an offering for California prayer meeting, most importantly, it's going unto the Lord. It's not something to take lightly. It's not something to say, oh, I'll give whatever. No, it's something that is between you and God. And you ask the Holy Spirit, what should I give? And whatever he tells you to do, you do it. And you obey. Well, that's the way we operate. I think maybe one or two times, you talk about Holy Spirit giving, there's maybe one or two times where she'll say, what do you think we should give? And I'll say something and she'll go, no, I think it's this. But usually every time, we always have the same exact number. We don't ever talk about it. We always get the right number. And if it's not right, it's because she wants to give more. Maybe two times. The Holy Spirit will speak to you what to give. And you're sowing into California. You're sowing into the California prayer meeting, us having this meeting and us filming it and streaming it. So Lord, I thank you for the people as they sow. As they give, I pray over their harvest. As they sow into you, that you reward them, you open up doors for them that no one can open. You'll bless them. Their house will be blessed. They will be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Destiny, I'm reminded of when you and I first got married. Were we married when we gave that money, that chunk of money we had, or were we engaged?
We were engaged.
We were about to get married, mm-hmm. and we had some money, and we were counting it, and I heard the Lord say, "Bran, I want you to sow it." And I was like, "No, I'm not going to sow it." And the Destiny said that, and we sowed it all. Hallelujah. And God always has taken care of us.
Amen.
And God will always take care of you. So Lord, I thank you for what you did tonight. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you what you're doing in California and America. I pray the peace of God upon your people, on the prayers.
Yes.
the anointing of God, strength. Someone, you've had a bad doctor report. Even today, you've had a bad doctor report. Here's what the Lord is telling you. Don't worry about that bad doctor report. You've been worried about it all day long. Stop it. Stop it. Spend time in my word. Spend time worshiping God, and everything's going to be okay. I sense you have, next week, you have a follow-up appointment, and you'll get a good report. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' mighty name. Whoever that is, let me know. Let us know. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for watching the California prayer meeting. I pray you are blessed. Pray you are encouraged. And I know much things got done. Amen. What he did before in Azusa, the moves of God that he's done, it's coming forth in such a greater way. So thank you, prayers, for being a part of the California prayer meeting. God bless you.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.